Okay, we're on to our second project, which is comprised of two charts. The title of the first chart here, which is the three Peter Eliades AD Megates. And down at the bottom, I extended the courtesy to him of having them copyright 2011 by Peter Eliades at his Stock Market Cycles address. And then I've just taken his work and you know, the red tea is the first Eliades Megate in my work, and then the green one is the number two, which has the 07 peak. That's the June peak. Advanced Coin T12 had a peak in September, but so this is the actual peak in the oscillator, and Peter did that one, so he's actually made that forecast in real time. Then the third T, which is the bluish one, is got a top anywhere from late August to early to June time period, depending on how you count the days, or whether they're market days and so forth, because it's so big. The defect in this presentation is that it doesn't show what the market averages were doing, and just because you have a peak in the second T has a peak in the the first T has a peak, same as my mega T. It's in the March-April time period of the 98, but the market is able to go higher on that one. In the second T, it's a double top with September. This top comes in June 4th. Then the actual peak is, I thought it was June 2, but he says it's June 4th. And he has one of the best databases, too, incidentally, and of 07. And then this one up here is a little bit ambiguous. But I would say that since that one came out right, you'd probably use the same technique to get the T number three. I'm not sure that I will have access to his data. I have his database, but I'll ask him for a refresh on it. And I'm not sure. It's not my highest priority to get this stuff put in, but I probably will have my programmer take his advanced decline line, and then the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And plot the Dow Jones Industrial Average, so you can gain the insight as to what's going on in the price issues relative to the advanced decline T's. And I can also show you where all the little advanced decline T's are in the period leading up into the 74 low. And I have a chart that goes up from 74. Okay, so I just need to put in the T's that go down on the sign side. But the mega T's are very important with respect to the second chart, which we're going to discuss in this section, which the title says the long T theory 40-year cycle. But we're not going to talk about the 40-year cycle today. What we're going to talk about is a whole bunch of things that I had to put into this chart, because the program is currently in the hands of the programmer, who is now putting in new features, which I will get, and by next month I'll have a new chart with these are the features. This is the concept that we're going to talk about. The most important concept before I talk about what the most important concept, I'll just point out what all the concepts are that we're going to talk about in this chart. The channels, which you have is the red line up on the top, which fills in the two known peaks from old history. 1800s and the 29 peak, and then these channels always have to have a constant width to them. That's the whole point of channels, and you put the top of the channel across the high in 2000, because the run up that we had the second time in which the Dow went higher is didn't get up to the channel, and this one you're only talking about what's the high of the channel, not anything else. Not the absolute number. And then you come along the bottom of the channel in a parallel version, because just like my daily chart shows, you have this parallel channel, isn't it? Because you have a constant width is what develops out of the mathematics. You have this green line that comes up, and that's where we're looking for the low. Now it keeps getting higher as you go along, and you're kind of interested in where the bottom date is, but it's really down low. So, you know, the fact that it's coming up is a big drop if you get down there. Even if you take another 10 years, it'll come up a little bit higher, but you get there, you're in trouble. Now, some people have been talking about, well, there's not much of a problem with this 40-year cycle. Well, the title is wrong. It should be channels. Because if you look at this concept and you say, okay, you have this constant with channels, there are people who will look at the midpoint of that channel and say that's what the risk is, and they'll say, see, you came down, you could remember sort of you imagine where the mid channel is, and that's the bottom zones. But the problem is that this channel is operating on a cycle that's over 80 years, and some of those points where you touch are 89 years apart. We've already done this in a previous chart. And so you're talking in the 80 to 90 year period, and we're not talking about a 40 year cycle. It's when you start getting through these long cycles, your bandwidth gets very, your channel width gets very large, and you have to say that sooner or later you'll get a confluence of bad things happening to you, and the bad things will happen will send you to the bottom of the channel. And they'll just sort of work it out just like you did, and it will be a depression, just like you had the depression there just before 1850, and you had it 1932, and you'll have it sometime, depending on what the cycle time is. Now, if you take the cycle time as 80 years, and you add the 80 years onto the 32 bottom, you get the 2012 is the earliest that you can get this peak out of the way. I mean, this depression thing taken care of. But it has gone to almost 90 years. So if you take 90 years and add it onto the 32 low, you'll come up with 2022. Okay. Now we know from history that the mega T, which started in the 82 low, occurred 2 years after the gold T peak. Gold peaked in 1980, and then it collapsed. You almost have to have that in order to have the stock market take off, because gold can't be, when gold is going up, the stock market's got a problem. Okay, you could argue it's a depression or it's an inflation, but they're not consistent with each other. So you had to have the collapse in the gold market before you could get the 82 stock market rally to come. And since we have the projection for the gold T at 2020, it would be, we would assume that the 2022 year is where you, the only place where you can take care of that. Get that property taken care of. Now, in our daily chart, we also make use of the cash buildup line. Okay, you got to have a cash buildup line, and then you break it. So you see the big cash buildup line that starts in the peak of the market in the late 1960s, 68, I guess, was probably 66. I think probably is the peak in that oscillator there. And then you sort of came down through the bottom, and you see that 72, you made a deep hole, then you came back up from 74 to 80, and then you went back down, and you went back and forth and down these things, but you stayed underneath the cash buildup line, so there was no mega T, which is not drawn on this chart, until you could get past this trend line. Well, if you come over to this peak that went up to the same height as the of the 1929 peak, which is, you know, very high oscillator peak, it's the ultra high PE ratio that Professor Schiller talked about in Irrational Exuberance. You can make the argument that there's a new cash buildup line, which is, it says the big cash buildup line, but I think I didn't get the E in on line. And you see these peaks, and the peaks are forming just like the peaks are forming coming down on this cash buildup line. And when you start to get up close to that line, you're in trouble. And it turns out they are the Eliade's peak number one. That's a little bit early. Eliade's peak number two is the next time you touch it. And you have Eliade's peak number three coming up. And I would contend that that's where you're going to stop in bottom zone. And then the oscillator is going to turn down. What happens to the prices can be a little bit different. And that's the issue we have to get that all resolved when I drew up the daily chart and so forth. But the price, the eventual contention is that you are going to turn, you're going to get caught under this line, and it's just going to squeeze you. And the reason you're caught under the line is that basically the United States is for all practical purposes, is bankrupt. And they're arguing about how they're going to balance the budget. They'll never balance the budget in this time period. So eventually you're going to be forced into a crisis. The crisis is going to play itself out into a depression. And the depression at the bottom of the chart, you see the end result is you have a crisis opportunity. And the crisis opportunity occurs when the oscillator, which has on occasion held at the neutral level, that's the red dotted line that comes across here, is broken. And you go down and you go under to the oversold level, where the red oversold is, and you end up with these deep lows like you have in the 1845-32 time period, and that's what you see. And the reason that you can't get out of these bubbles is that this cash buildup line just keeps turning you back, but it turns you back over a much longer period of time. So you have to be careful on that one. Now, the other concept that's in here, which is interesting, is if you go back to 1950 and you look just above the zero in 1950, you'll see a red line rising up, and it says mystery cycles. That's the name technically given for the cycles that we are now in the investigation, and it will be a major presentation of the at the seminar. The little red lines show some kind of cycles making little stabs at tops, and you know, sometimes they're more recognizable than others. But it's basically the rule of thumb on mystery cycles is that if you don't want to, we're not sure that they're exactly rhythmic to the point where you could count out the time spacing between them and predict with any great degree of accuracy what you're going to do. But it's good enough to get an idea of what's going on. In the terms of this chart, the mystery cycle is just little plump zones, but you'll find out that in personal investing, they are the most important object. We believe that those are the natural rhythmic cycles that can be attributed to the United States stock market, and it's an original discovery, and we'll probably copyright it. After we work out all the details and so forth. The way that you confirm those the rule of thumb is you're going to get one of these little red arrows is going to show up once per decade, okay? And the biggest risk is the one that you is going into the low, okay? And the best opportunity is coming out of that low. And if you look at the 2000 to 2010 time period, the 09 low is a mystery cycle low for that decade. And then in the year 2010 to 2020, you have an opportunity to make another cycle low, another mystery cycle low, which would then be equally important in some respect. Okay, and then in the decade from 2020 to 2030, you have another opportunity to make one of these important cycle lows. Okay, from personal investing standpoint, the one in the 2022 is thought to be where the mega T is. That would be comparable to the 82 low. It's where you that is where you get really dynamic action on the upside, and it also has a similarity to the 1949 low, which is really the beginning of the bottom zones. I do see that if you look above the mystery cycles, you can see there's a data error in it with that line that just comes straight down, and it's also in the price action. That's a typographical error in the database. I need to clean those things up while we're getting on with these cycles. So anyway, that pretty well constitutes the view. And when we redo this, we're going to be doing the cash buildup line. Now, the question is, how do you find out where the cycle lows are on these once per decade lows? And the answer is, you take the daily Dow Jones Industrial Average, which I'm going to get from when I do the Peter Eliade's work, where you have the daily advanced decline line, and you're going to have the daily Dow Jones above it, and you make an oscillator out of the daily percentage price changes, which then run through the same kind of equations that we use for the daily for all my work, which is basically within daily chart and so forth, but you make it much longer, but in the ratio of 2-to-1. And you come up with cash buildup lines that are much better adapted to taking out small lows. The big cash buildup lines that I have here are only good in taking out cycles that could be in the order of 40 years. So you have to shrink everything down in time, and then you increase the charts, resolutions of the charts, and then you follow them down into their lows. And then you notice that the spacing is about the same, and then you do just like what we're doing on the daily chart here. You find an oversold condition, then you find a rising bottoms pattern, then you have a downtrend line, and you can see how complicated that is into the 82 period, because you've got a period of almost a decade, the 74 low to the 82 low, where you're just sitting there bouncing, and every one of them looks like it's going to be a low, but it keeps hitting the line. So you know, you have to be patient on that point. But eventually, that's the concept of the cash bullet line, that we'll find it, and maybe you get an accumulation pattern at the end. Let's see. So it's a channels concept, right? You have to hit the bottom of this wide bandwidth. It's up to a 90-year cycle, so it has to be done by 2020. It has to be historically has to be done when the gold T is taken care of. So that's 2020. So it's probably the best bottom is just after 2020. There are very oversold conditions that can occur earlier than that. You got once in a decade is where you're going to have your big risk going down, and but your big trading opportunity coming out. And Leydig T's are just very interesting in that they are kind of giving clues as to where the top is. They have sort of vague clues, but that pattern is not going to that pattern is going to get minimum is going to get you down below the neutral level someplace along the way. So you have no reason to believe the market's going to keep going up here after June. Although it could make some kind of a top pattern or something like that. And eventually you have the depression. The only way to beat the depression is, in my view here, is that you don't succumb to something and you're dead and it's not a problem anymore. Other than that, you're pretty well faced with the crisis. The crisis opportunity is going to be right, and you just want to be prepared for it. And you want to go off on there's people talking about why the 40-year cycle is going to prove bad, and the answer is that channel says it's a 90-year cycle. The 90-year cycle is really bad. It's an 80 to 90-year cycle, so that's really bad. Okay, so that's all we have to do. I think I got everything covered in that I want to cover on that one, except to say we'll go on to the next section, because we're going to talk about the interesting thing that are going to occur in the best bond strategy as they relate to this, the mystery cycles particularly, and the Leydig T. So we'll be back after a break with the next third segment.